For the next few episodes, I had the pleasure of bringing on guest and fellow personal trainer, Stephen Campolo. He has a great story of how he got into fitness at an early age and then started falling apart due to a binge eating disorder. He talks about his process of self-discovery, how he fixed all of this, and continued on living a healthy life, doing natural bodybuilding competitions, and staying in peak top physical shape. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part one of three of an interview I did with trainer Stephen Campolo. Stephen, thanks for coming on my show. Real excited to talk to another trainer out there. You're 36, a little bit behind me, so maybe I can even push some wisdom off onto you. You've been around the industry and done fitness competitions. You have an awesome story I want to hear about how you even got into fitness, dealing with binge eating and some of the psychology stuff. So I'd like to pick your brain, at least start with there, and then we'll get into some other topics.
Sure. Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I was excited to chat with you. And you've been in the game for a while now, so I'm always looking to learn from the best of them. So thanks for having me. I'm excited to jump into this and share my journey, my story with your audience as well. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just dive right into it. So I started my weight loss journey about 20 years ago. So when I was about 14, 15 years old, I was 100 pounds overweight. Grew up in an Italian home in New York. As most people know, in an Italian home, food is pretty much everything. So Grew up just loving food, had a love affair with food from a very early age. Didn't really think too much about it. And I started to go through puberty. And as you start going through puberty, things start to change. Your outlook on the opposite sex changes. And I realized, all right, I can't be the fat guy anymore. Plus, I was tired of getting bullied and picked on. And it was starting to have negative consequences associated with the weight. So I decided, all right, it's time to do something about this weight. So I'll never forget, it was New Year's of 2003. I had no idea where to start. Keep in mind, there was no YouTube back then. There was no Facebook, Instagram, social media. I think Google might've been around. I didn't know it existed at the time. So I said, okay, how am I going to lose this weight? What we saw in the Rocky movies, Rocky would run when he would get ready for a fight. I'm like, all right, that's going to be my method to losing the weight. I'm going to run every night. So in New York, freezing cold in January, I would bundle up. I would put on my sweatshirts, my jackets. I would run to the end of my block every night. It felt like it was 10 miles. It was probably a quarter of a mile, but I was so out of shape and just overweight that it was very challenging. I committed every night. I would do it. I would run every single night. And along with running every night, I put myself on this very restrictive diet of just chicken and broccoli, because again, I'm like, okay, what's the healthiest thing to eat? Well, chicken and broccoli is like the go-to fat loss meal, right? So I just ate chicken and broccoli every day. And the weight came off really quickly. I dropped probably about 50 pounds within the first like 3 months. And then over the next 3 months, I was down pretty close to 100 pounds. Again, didn't do it in the most healthy way, didn't do it in the most effective way, but the weight still came off nonetheless, right?
Yeah.
After about 6 months, I was examining myself and I realized like, okay, I lost all this weight, but now I have like a bunch of loose skin. My man boobs were sagging down to my belly. I had these like love handles, like a saggy stomach. This isn't the physique I imagined.
Look, he wanted to.
Yeah, like I had this idea in my head, this guy, wife beater with muscles, and this wasn't the guy I was trying to become. So I started just talking to some guys at my dad's gym, and they're like, well, you got to start lifting weights. That's how you build and develop your body. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I got to start lifting weights. And around this time, I don't know if you remember this. This was about like 2000. They did a Pumping Iron like anniversary. So they came out with Pumping Iron on DVD.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And I had never really known Arnold Schwarzenegger for being the bodybuilder. I had always seen his action movies, but I didn't realize he was this like bodybuilding guy from the 70s and 80s, right? So my dad bought me the DVD. I watched it and I was hooked instantly. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lift weights and build my body like Arnold. So I joined the gym, was going again diligently every night, and started to slowly develop my body. Still didn't really know what I was doing. I would buy the muscle magazines. I would see these guys on a bunch of supplements and like, oh, I'll just follow his workout, right? Not really knowing what to do, but it was at least something. I started to see my body respond little by little. Around this time, I moved down to Florida, or my family moved out to Florida, we relocated, and I got a job at Gold's Gym. My dad knew the owner and said, hey, my son loves weightlifting. Can he work here? So got me a job there. I started, you know, mingling with the trainers, and that's where I met my first bodybuilding coach at the age of about 16 years old. So he took me under his wing, started coaching me, started training me, showing me how to lift weights. really pushing myself. It's funny because I thought I was pushing myself with my workouts. And then after one workout of working out this professional bodybuilder, like I was in the bathroom throwing up like 20 yep. minutes into the workout. Like, oh my gosh.
Everyone goes through that. You find someone who just does that much more than you. So,
I mean, it was mind blowing because I realized I'm like, okay, I really haven't been pushing my body or training as far as I thought I was, right? So he just took me to the next level. He put me on a diet plan. And I just saw my body begin to transform from 16 to 17 years old. Around that time, we decided to do a natural teen bodybuilding show. So just before my 18th birthday, we signed up for a natural bodybuilding show. Again, this bodybuilding coach helped me get ready, showed me how to pose, showed me how to go through the whole thing. I dieted really hard and we did the show. I got second place in the teenage division. I got fourth place in the men's division. So it was a great experience. I loved it. But the problem was I was so restricted with what I was eating that entire time that I started to develop this like food obsession. So even the weeks leading up to the bodybuilding show, I almost didn't even care about the show anymore. I was just like looking at like the McDonald's menu online. I was like fantasizing about what I'm going to eat after this is over. Because for 6 months, it was like just following this diet, doing my cardio training. So after the show was over, I go up drunk, game on. We eat about 30 pounds in the first month of the show being over. And I really developed this like really severe binge eating disorder. I didn't know it at the time because as a weightlifter or quote unquote bodybuilder, you tell yourself, oh, well,
you'll burn it off.
Yeah, I'm bulking now, right? So my body needs all the extra food. But the truth is I had a serious like eating disorder. I was binging every day. I was going to bed every night just full, like wake up every morning feeling bloated. And it just really spiraled out of control. And I was on that path really for the next like 10 to 15 years. Most people would look at me and be like, all right, well, this guy, he's fit, right? He's in shape. But the truth is like I was in shape because Monday through Friday, I would be on this strict training plan, strict diet plan. But when the weekend would come, it was like, again, just like binging like crazy, going overboard and back on my strict diet. So it was really this like roller coaster ride where it's like, you lose some weight during the week, you make progress in the weekend. It's like taking two steps forward, two steps back, two steps forward, two steps back. And I did that for years and years. So that's why I always tell people today, like, get off that roller coaster because it is the worst place to be and you never see any progress. You think you're making progress in the short term, but then again, just go backwards when you're binging and overeating and it's not a fun place to be. So that's really my early years in a nutshell.
Yeah. Did that binging never get to a dangerous place with your blood work, your organs, all that kind of stuff, or caught that before any of that happened?
Great question. So it actually almost killed me. So this was during COVID time. So about 6 years ago, I had gotten home really late one night and I was just starving. You ever like just get home and you're like starving, right? And you just break the pantry, raid the fridge. And it was one of those nights where I was just really hungry and I was making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, putting peanut butter on crackers, eating the peanut butter as I was making the sandwiches. And I went to bed that night after binging and I woke up at about 4 a.m. in excruciating pain. It felt like someone was like taking knives and stabbing me in my stomach. It was more than just a stomach ache. It was like a stomach ache combined with like intense pain in my abdomen. I tried to go to the bathroom. I tried to like throw up thinking like, okay, maybe I just, you know, have to throw up to feel better. But the pain did not go away. So about an hour later, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to drive myself to the hospital because this is something that I feel like I'm dying. Like, I feel like something's seriously wrong. Drove myself to the ER. They took me back. They ran some tests. They did an ultrasound. And they're like, yeah, your gallbladder is about to rupture. So we have to schedule emergency surgery. So they scheduled emergency surgery and I had my gallbladder removed. So that was all due to a binging episode that I had one night. So that's why I always tell people binging in the moment, it might not seem serious, or people that overeat or go crazy with just consuming mass amount of calories in a very short window, because most people aren't doing it daily. It's more of like maybe on the weekends or maybe once a week or once in a few weeks. But the truth is when you do that, you are doing damage to your organs and there can be some long-term repercussions like there was for me. So,
yeah. What was there anything specific to why your gallbladder was upset? Like the high fat content of the peanut butter, or was it just a mass amount of calories? Like, or was it a combination of things or something?
So leading up to that actually happening, there were a few other instances where I had some like sharp pain in my gallbladder region.
It was building up.
Yeah. So I believe that this was just slowly happening over the years and it all just culminated at this one point. But I mean, essentially what your gallbladder does is creates bile to break down the fat, the dietary fat stream, right? So that's exactly what happened. I overloaded my gallbladder with eating so much fat, because peanut butter is mostly fat and it was too much to handle. And that's when my gallbladder was overloaded and had to be taken out.
Yeah. Yep. You gotta be careful of that stuff for sure.
I don't even keep butter in the house anymore because it's one of those things that I still love. And I know like those urges to binge are still there. Like I always tell people, I'm a recovering food addict. I'm not fully recovered because I truly don't think you could ever be fully recovered from food addiction because we have to eat to survive. It's not like drug addiction or alcohol addiction. Or
you don't need it to live.
Yeah, like you don't need this to live. We need food to live. So healing your relationship with food and learning how to manage that, like that's a really important thing. And I truly feel like it's a lifelong relationship that you have to just constantly be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening. If you've been enjoying this podcast and other podcasts like it and have ever thought about doing your own, I highly recommend it. There is hardly any competition in the podcasting world compared to all other social media channels. Actually, I started a new podcast called Step by Step Podcasting, where I'm using that actual podcast and going in sequential order of doing what I did for over 40 fitness hacks over the course of 3 years and hoping to do it in 6 months with this podcast. So if you're at all interested, check it out and check out my link for Descript in the show notes. It's an editing software that has literally saved my life in the podcasting world. Check it out or I'll catch you on the next one of Over 40 Fitness Hacks. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.